We look at John 3:16 first. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God so loved. The greatness of the love of God, and how it was seen in the giving of His only begotten Son, an expression of His love, as we had before us this morning, love in activity. He gave His only begotten Son. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His only begotten Son, sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. And in this is manifested the love of God towards us, and that the Lord Jesus, He gave Himself for us. He died for our sins. The love of God. God so loved the world. And the gospel goes out to everyone. It's unto all. And yet it says that whosoever believeth in Him, it's only upon all them that believe. It takes faith to believe the word of God. God so loved the world. The greatness of the love of God. He gave His only begotten Son. We've been speaking of the Son of His love this morning. And the only begotten Son in Scripture, it's mentioned 5 times. But what impressed me is what you read of the only begotten when you first read of Him. The first thing that's said of the only begotten Son in Scripture, and that's in John 1. "And we beheld His glory, the glory of as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. He revealed the Father, He was sent, He came, He showed us the Father. He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. We could not have known the love of God, an invisible God, apart from Christ. God has spoken all things in these last days in the person of His Son. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." He gave His Son. So loved. So loved. And then a verse in Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52 and verse 14. "And many were astonished at thee. His visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." God so loved the heart of God. When the Savior came, what did man do to the Savior? His visage was so marred. The sinfulness of the heart of man, the hatred in the heart of man, it was all directed against His well-beloved Son. His visage was so marred, more than any man. It tells us that the Lord Jesus, He suffered more than any man that ever lived in this scene, that physically, He suffered more. His visage was so marred, more than any man, and His form more than the sons of men. I understand that that means when they were done treating the Lord Jesus, He didn't even look like one of the sons of men. They had so brutally treated Him. The Scripture tells us how they treated the Lord Jesus. God so loved, but man, He so marred. The face of our Savior, His visage, it speaks of His appearance, His countenance, what they done to the Savior. Those cheeks which are a bed of spices. It says, "I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that did pluck off the hair, pluck out the hair. I hid not my face from shame and from spitting." They plucked out the hairs of His cheeks. In the Old Testament, David had some servants, and they shaved half their beard, and they cut off half their garments. And they sent men unto David and said, "We're greatly ashamed." And David said, "Abide in Jericho," as if those that you know don't have to look on you because you're in such a shameful place. You can abide there alone, and no one will have to see you until your beards be grown again. But the Lord Jesus didn't have half His beard shaved. They plucked out His beard. They plucked out the hairs of His cheeks. And His raiment wasn't cut in half. They stripped Him of His clothes. And there was no hiding place for the Son of God. There was no Jericho, as it were. He was displayed openly and publicly before everyone. hung upon a cross so that every eye could see. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? It says in Psalm 22, they look and stare upon me. How it must have crushed the heart of the Savior. You know, we're so self-conscious as people, as human beings. If we have a little blemish on our face, we don't want anyone to notice. But the Lord Jesus, His cheeks were, His hairs were pulled out. And it says in the Gospels, it says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27. Verse 27 we'll start. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee.